Time now for Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Spotlight. Joining us is ELC Superintendent Tara Paul. Good Saturday morning, Superintendent Paul.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this week?
Doing great. I hope you had a good week.
I did have a good week, yes. Good. Our spring sports are finally started and going, so that's good. It's fun to see them outside.
Yeah,
we've had some rain, but they've been able to get outside a little bit this week.
That's awesome. We're going to talk about teacher leadership today. Tell me about that.
Yes. So a couple of years ago, I want to say it was in maybe 2017, the legislature passed what's called TLC, or teacher leadership positions. And this is funding that is meant to grow leaders within your school system. And so we have that program. We have, it's a grant-operated program, which we have. And it employs is being used loosely there, but we have different positions within the district. And so we have instructional coaches, which are three teachers, one at every level, that work directly with our teachers on instructional practices. They go in and go through coaching cycles with them to help better their practice. And then we have something called model teachers, which is part of this program. And those teachers are teachers who employ really unique or have teaching strategies that are seen above and beyond maybe what a normal teacher would do in the classroom. And so they open up their classroom to model these strategies for different teachers, and they agree to do this whenever a teacher needs it. So their classrooms are an open door policy. We have mentor teachers, which work for our new staff coming to the district. Anyone who's on an initial license, which means they either haven't taught or they've only taught for 1 year, is called an initial teacher. And so these mentor teachers work with them for a two-year process to understand ELC as a district and what we do at ELC and how we do it. And they work hand-in-hand with our induction coach in trying to integrate these teachers and get them off into a really good start in teaching. And then we have positions called ELO, which offer, these are teachers who offer professional development outside of our Wednesdays and on a voluntary basis to other staff members. And so they sign up to take these professional development opportunities. Sometimes it's working with us specific strategies. Other times they're doing book studies on teaching strategies and collaborating together. And so, you know, it's kind of fun to see all of the different teachers involved. We have about 20% of our staff in these teacher leadership positions, which is kind of fun. Our goal is 25% to have 25% of our teachers fill these leadership positions. But again, it's a funding that comes to the district from the state. It allows us to offer these leadership, and it's meant to grow leaders within your district and put teachers into these positions to be the experts within the community.
So is this something teachers apply for? Is this something the school approaches the teachers? How does that work?
It is something that they apply for. They apply once a year. So these are yearly positions that come up. And so every year they either say, yep, I want to continue, or no, I don't. And then that position opens up for somebody else. But they have to annually apply for that position or indicate that they want to continue on the position. There are some that we, for example, our instructional coach position, that opens up every 3 years, whether that coach wants to come back or not. It has to be opened up for somebody else to apply to it. The other one that's on a rotating position is our district leadership team. And I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but the DLT, or district leadership team, is comprised of leaders from all three buildings and our administrators, and they look at the professional development as well as the TLC program as a whole. They are on a rotating basis, so they get 3 years on the DLT and then they rotate off. But they do have to apply for these positions, so they have to fill out an application form, they have to go through the interview process to be put into a leadership position.
So when did this first come about?
About 2017. So we're 3 years into this, because we didn't apply for TLC money right away. We wanted to see, one, if there was a commitment from the legislation for ongoing funds, because one thing that I don't want to do is put people in these positions, start paying them for them, and then the funding goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these positions are really good that we don't want to stop midstream. So we waited the first 2 years, and then we applied the third year and were granted the funds, and now that has been ongoing since then.
Okay, so in your opinion, with the view looking back where you were and where you're at now, would you say you can definitely see a cause and effect since this began?
I can definitely say that there is a cause and effect since this began. Especially one of the things that we are seeing is with our new teachers, preparing them better to be teachers. Instead of just saying, okay, you've been hired, here you go, and you're off. We engage with them at a deeper level. We set them up to be stronger teachers from the beginning. And having those 2 years allows them to naturally flow into the instructional coaching cycle, because they're used to looking at their practice, reviewing their practice, asking questions about did that work, didn't that work, why didn't the kids respond the way I thought they would, and so that we can do it better the next time. And so we can see some correlations there. We can also see our new teachers thinking more positively about their practice and who they are as teachers than they did before, which is something that we really were working hard on, because we want teachers to feel successful. Mm-hmm. We want them to be successful, but we weren't able to provide them the supports to do that, whereas now we are.
Well, that's cool. Sounds like it's getting good results. All right, very good. Well, that is some high-level support going on right there.
You know, we're really trying, and we want, because one of the things we know is we have a high turnover rate with staff, and that's just been traditionally mm-hmm. the way it has been. And so one of the things we're committed to is when people leave, we want them to leave better educators than when they came.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to take with them a positive feeling about ELC, and that we help shape who they are as an educator, because that's going to affect kids down the line.
Sure is. And end of the line, it is about the kids.
Right.
Very good, Superintendent Paul. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Estherville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul on this week's edition of Superintendent Spotlight.